Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Wysoon is right here with us. Larry's right across the campfire. Good morning to you, Larry.
Well, top of the morning to you, sir. It's a beautiful spring day, and lots of good things going on and fixing to happen, by golly.
You bet it is. Our seasons are about to change again. Those old deer have went through, you and other biologist buddies of mine tell me that early March is a stress time for them as far as food from the wild. You know, it's kind of a slack time, but things are budding, the trees are budding out. The deer should be, you know, really right now should have plenty to eat, shouldn't they?
They really do. I'll tell you what, I've had a chance to travel over much of the state the last, two or three weeks, and from what I've seen, it is a phenomenal year in most places. There are a few places that are still dry a little bit, but for the most part, these winter weeds are so very important for deer, and we have had just a fabulous crop of winter weeds across the country, thanks to all the rainfall that we had. Prognosis at this time, you know, there were so many acres last year and so much food that a lot of really good deer got by last year. And with what they're coming up with in terms of food for this year, I've often said sometimes I wish my life away, and it's kind of what I'm doing right now because I'm seeing what these deer are capable of. We've had good fun crops in most areas, you know, 4, 5, or 6 years ago, and my gracious, they're going to be some big bucks this year. To me, it's going to be one of the, unless something really goes haywire, which I don't anticipate doing, we ought to be up for just an unbelievable antler year this coming fall.
We're already looking forward to it, Larry. You know,
you bet.
You know, I was driving yesterday to check a trail camera about 6 miles from my house, a piece of land that I have access to now, and looked out there, and there was a, you mentioned winter weeds growing, and the most unlikely place, I saw two groups of deer, and this was within, first one about a mile from the house. They were up and moving, had a dark moon. You know, I guess they were figuring it was time to do some eating, but one of them, or actually three deer that I saw, they were all does, it looked like. Kind of hard to tell this time of year, but I think they were all does. They were out there in some old, what I call broom weed, but there was a lot of, you know, I stopped and slowed down. They didn't even spook, but out in the middle of probably a 200-acre field with scattered trees in it, and they were feeding, you know, obviously not on that old dead weeds there, but they were right out there picking up those winter weeds that you're talking about, weren't they?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, those are so important, not only just for the deer, but as we're moving into the quail and turkey hatches a little bit later on, there'll be a tremendous amount of seeds. And because of that, there ought to be a lot of insects as well, too, which are really important. And, you know, we talked a little bit about turkey season. I mean, I know you're going to get to spend a little bit of time up on Choctaw, and I tell you what, there's some opportunities up there, aren't there?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. A lot of people think that to kill an eastern turkey, they have to travel to, you know, one of the southeastern states or travel a long distance. But right up there, right across the Red River, those are eastern birds, big old gobblers up there. I hunted there last year with Travis Benis, the manager of Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Let's focus on that a little bit, Larry, and let people that don't know about Choctaw Hunting Lodge, maybe we've both been there. I've hunted turkey there, and you've been up there and filmed a TV show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, there. I know you did. We both spent some time up there. But, folks, it's the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It is a very nice lodge. They also have some what we might call camp houses, also very nice. Larry, their hog hunts are $400 for 3 days, and that includes the guides up there take you – put you in the stand and pick you up, quarter the hogs up for you, and you do your own cooking. That's for $400, I believe, 3 days. Now, that's probably one of the best deals I know on hog hunting, you know. But you stay in the cow house there, not the lodge. But if you want the full service and meals prepared and everything, that is only $800 for a fully, you know, I mean, stay in the lodge type deal. So that's one of the best values that I know on not only hogs, but, you know, turkeys. The turkey season's going strong. Pretty good place. A lot of people don't know about it, you know.
No, they don't. And in a way, I'm glad they don't, and it's a shame that they don't, because they're really missing out some absolutely fantastic opportunities, including for fishing. I mean, you know, I both fished and I hunted deer on it, and actually the story of my deer hunt is going to be in the next issue of Dallas Safari Club's Game Trails magazine, and so right after that, I'll start blogging on it, you know, about it with a couple other places like the Sporting Classics Daily that you and I both write for fairly darn regularly, actually. But that place is just an unbelievable treasure as far as I'm concerned. It's some of the most beautiful country there is in North America, and the folks are the best I've ever run into. And when I was up there during deer season, I mean, we kept seeing big gobblers everywhere that we went. Not only that, their hog population is huge. And, I mean, if you're looking for a trophy boar, by golly, you can find one of those. If you're looking for, you know, a sirloin that you would put in the freezer like you and I like to do, or put in the smoker immediately kind of thing, they're in great abundance. So, I mean, that is just one of the – it's been one of the kind of the best-kept secrets in North America when it comes to any kind of hunting or fishing as far as I'm concerned.
It is. That's what I'd like to get a group together. And, folks, we're going to – now, all you have to do if you want to go hog hunting is get two or three buddies rounded up and call Travis Benis. And you can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. That's the website. And see the pictures on the lodge and all that. But you can round up a few guys. And, like I say, for $400 for 3 days, and they skin and quarter your hogs for you. And you really do need someone in the beginning to get you out there and put you in those stands, and they do every day. The guides will take you and put you in the spots where the hogs are, you know. But that place is so vast. Travis and I walked over that big ridge, that high ridge back behind the lodge.
Yes,
there. We walked up it and down it. I do believe at least a mile and a half down there on top of that thing. But you need somebody that knows that place to get you around in the beginning for sure, don't you? You know?
You really do. I'll tell you what, that thing is, there's 20-some thousand acres there right around where they normally hunt, and then there's another 20-plus thousand acres. It's over 40,000 acres. And there's not a whole lot of roads on that thing.
No,
I mean, that thing is they're great areas between roads in some instances. And so, you know, you really don't know what's going to show up. The thing about it is there's also some black bear in that area. So if you've never seen a bear, there's an opportunity to go up there and to hunt hogs. And, of course, you can't shoot bear, but you can darn sure see them. And like I said, when I was up there on hog hunts and deer hunts, I've just been totally impressed. It's my favorite place right now there is when it comes to hunting.
Yeah, you know, that's saying something, and mine too. But as much
I'm
as you,
I knew that too.
Yeah, as much as you get to get out and go around, but yes, it is absolutely awesome. And you know that we caught a ton of crappie.
And a big crappie too.
Big ones, right? Yeah, and one that's just one of the lakes there by the lodge where we were fishing. So it's one of these places. You know, Larry, if you got two or three buddies out there and you want to catch some fish for a fish fry, that's okay. That's quite all right. Actually, some of the fish need to be removed from those lakes.
And, yes, they do.
And there's
a
couple of others that I know you've had a chance to really look at, but I looked at one other that they told me was loaded with bass, too, up there, not too far from the lodge, really, back behind the lodge. But that one right there by the lodge, between the lodge and one of the camp houses, is really neat. Well, Larry, you have been on the road a bunch. I mean, I'm going to give you the award for the most traveled outdoorsman here for the past two or three weeks. You're hard to keep up with, buddy.
I'll tell you what, it has been a busy year. I was in Spain, and I've been scattered around doing a lot of things for the DSC chapters. Went up and spent a day, Blake Barnett and I did, spent a day with Neil Davies and Jason and Steve Horn today up at their Hornady facility, which is out of this world. I've never seen a ammunition company that's as progressive or as fantastic as what these guys are. And of course, as far as I'm concerned, they build the best ammo there is. Been in Spain hunting ibex, and actually I'm headed back to Spain here for too very long, but between now and then, though, I've got a little, actually later today, I've got to fly up to Pennsylvania for a couple of days to help Ruger with the sale they've got going on up close to State College. And then I've got Zumbo and my old buddy Jim Zumbo and Rick Lambert, Miranda's dad, coming down. We're going to do a little bit of a hog hunt. And then right after that, I'm headed back to Spain for roe deer. So hopefully after that, it'll slow down a little bit. But I also spent some time in San Angelo. I just got back off. I talked here at the San Angelo SCI chapter and got a chance to run into some old friends that I hadn't seen in a long time, and got a couple of hunting trips set up out of that that I'm now wishing my life away for. I'm going to get to hunt the Suggs Ranch out there, which is something I've been wanting to do for longer than most of our listeners have been alive, I think.
Boy, that old country out there, I absolutely love it. What's that, Ballinger?
Yeah. Ballinger on westward, the area that I'm hunting is there around Big Lake and Merchant, mm-hmm. and then kind of out west of those and kind of between those two towns is the area that we're going to be hunting. And I remember that country from years ago working as a biologist, and back then they didn't do any hunts, and they've opened up some country there now and starting to do some commercial hunts. And man, I can't wait to get out there, to be honest with you.
I love hunting up there. Where we hunted together, that was near Merchant, wasn't it? Merchant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That yes, was sir. Big old exactly. ranch. I thoroughly enjoyed being out there. Well, Larry, they're telling me we have already visited all we can visit today. We've run out of time, but thank you very much for being with us. And I do want to always mention Trailing the Hunter's Moon. You and, you know, Blake Barnett, your buddy, and your TV show, to tune in on the Pursuit Channel.
Yes, sir. We invite people to come have a look and really appreciate those folks that do.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few $100 more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.